wind came from the south. You know how the cycle goes in a hurricane. The wind came from the south.
Oh, it was
then the high, it was a low. Then later he come back from the north. It hit the other part of the cycle and knocked our windmill down just across the corner of the house. Another half a foot, pretty easy, would knock the whole wall down probably.
Yeah,
and then 1950 was a storm, but I don't remember it. 1945 was a storm, 1961 was a storm. It was Carla, which talked so much, but I wasn't used at the time. And we had much minor hurricanes here and things like that, but the 1909 storm, I think, was the worst year. Then there was a storm in 45, and the next morning, my brother and I, now my Model TV, drove to Houston. We come to Columbus, they had a more damage there than here, and Eagle Lake, a railway car was turned upside down.
Oh, wow. Well, we don't get any hurricane weather up there in Wichita Falls.
You're probably going to have tornadoes.
Yeah.
Like Lubbock had never had a tornado in his life till here a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, right through the middle of town.
It made an L turn. It come from the west, the middle of town, and went up north.
Yeah, that was bad too. The tech campus had all the tops of the trees were just taken off.
Was it?
Yeah, it was bad. Awful.
Were you there at the time?
No, we were in Dallas, but my mother-in-law was there, and we couldn't get a phone line through, you know, to see if she was okay. And finally, a friend of hers called us to say that she was all right. But he was downtown in his office, and his office window had been blown out, and he was standing, he said, in 2 feet of water to make the telephone call. Mm-hmm. What do you call a kind of storm where there's a bunch of lightning all around? And what?
I guess we call it thunderstorm.
What day is this?
Today's Friday.
Gosh, I don't know where this week is gone.
What?
I don't know where this week is gone.
I don't know where the whole year's going.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't remember last year Christmas yet.
Yeah, I know.
And so some people will say, I can't do it, I haven't paid for it yet.
That's right, that's us. If Friday is today, then Thursday was...
yesterday.
Okay, and Saturday is...
tomorrow.
Okay. If someone came to see you on... a Sunday, okay? Now, not last Sunday, but the next Sunday. The Sunday before that.
Sunday before last.
Okay. And if somebody's going to come, not next Sunday, but...
Sunday after next.
Okay.
Sunday a week. Sunday a week.
Okay.
Another way of using it.
Okay.
But usually Sunday after next.
Uh-huh.
See, the grammar or the vocabulary of people here is different. See, this is the Czech and the German community, and that's all... Even I don't speak correctly. I speak like a legend of Cajun, that's what I'm told, like a French.
Mm-hmm.
And so that the way you grow up, the type of language you grow up, that all interferes in your English grammar, English vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's true.
So I sometimes can tell, if I don't know the person, I can listen to him speak, I can tell whether he's a Czech or whether he's a German or whether he's a Spanish. Well, the Spanish you can tell by appearance.
Uh-huh.
But the Polish and the Bohemian and the German people, they're hard to tell from the American people sometimes, although I can, because I've been living around them all my life.
Uh-huh. I've noticed that people seem to kind of look alike. You know, you can kind of, you spot a type after a while.
But now, these younger generations being born and grown up now, they haven't got those so-called distinctive features about them at all. They almost pretty well look alike. I can't remember how people were 70 years ago. Everybody had his own characteristic appearance,
uh-huh.
But you don't have that in the younger generation of
them. Mm-hmm. People get to really dress alike and that sort of thing.
They look different, and they act different, they talk different, the outlook in life is different,
uh-huh.
Their philosophy is different.
Uh-huh. That's true, that happens, I guess. I wonder if your grandparents and so on said that about your generation.
I don't know whether they did or not.
I wonder if they did. I don't know. I might not have said that. Yeah.
The people in those days, years ago, they didn't